So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the source for Gneva Vaveda B'Shoyel Chayiv Minolan. One who borrows an animal is liable if the animal was stolen or lost. And although the Pasuk already taught B'Shvur U'Meisel Chayiv, since a Shoyel is liable if the animal is wounded or died, even though it's an Oynes, he would certainly be liable for Gneva Vaveda, which is not an Oynes. However, we can differentiate and say he's Chayiv for Shvur U'Meisel because Delo Efshel L'Mitrach Vasuyeh. The owner cannot retrieve his loss. However, perhaps he's potter for Gneva Vaveda because the Efshel Mitrach Vasuyeh, the owner can attempt to retrieve the animal. Therefore, the Gemara explains the source for Gneva Vaveda B'Shoyel as a Kal V'Chaymer. U'ma'ashar Mesachar she'potter mishvura mesa chayiv b'Gneva Vaveda. A Shemir Sachar, even though he's exempt for Shvura Mesa, is nevertheless liable for Gneva Vaveda. Shoyel she'chayiv b'Shvura Mesa ain't a din she'chayiv b'Gneva Vaveda. A Shoyel who is liable for Shvura Mesa is certainly liable for Gneva Vaveda. The Gemara proceeds with the source for both Shemer Sachar B'Shoyel, Gneva Vaveda B'Bailim Potter. If the Bekadon was stolen or lost, and at the time of the loan the owner was working for the Shoyel or Shemer Sachar, he is Potter. And although the Pasuk already taught Shavuru U'Mesa B'Bailim Potter, this cannot be a source for Gneva Vaveda, because Mala Shavuru U'Mesa Shekein Oynes. Shavuru U'Mesa is an unavoidable loss, therefore B'Bailim Potter. However, Gneva Vaveda is an avoidable loss, perhaps B'Bailim Chayev. The Gemara explains the source for Shemer Sachar is in the Pasuk V'chi Yishal Ish Me'emer Eyu. Vav Meitzav Al Inyan Rishon. The additional letter Vav connects the parasha of Shoyel to the previous parasha of Shemer Sachar. And therefore, V'yilmat Elgyon Mitachtan. We derive the earlier mentioned Shemer Sachar from the later mentioned Shoyel as follows. Ma'ala Halam B'Bailam Pater, Av Kan B'Bailam Pater. Just as a Shoyel is Pater B'Bailam for Shvura Mesa, for which he would otherwise be Chayev, so too a Shemer Sachar is Pater B'Bailam for Gneva Vaveda, for which he would otherwise be Chayev. And once we know B'Shemer Sachar, Gneva Vaveda B'Bailam Potter, it can serve as a source for B'Shoyel, Gneva Vaveda B'Bailam Potter, in one of two ways. And it depends on the Machlekes whether Dai Lov Min Adin Li is Kenidin, whether the derivative of the Kal V'Chaymer can be more Chamer than the source of the Kal V'Chaymer. According to Man D'Islei Dayai, we derive it as follows. Since the entire Shoyel B'Gneva Vaveda Chayiv is derived from Shemer Sachar B'Gneva Vaveda Chayiv, as mentioned earlier, U'mah Shemer Sachar Chayiv B'Gneva Vaveda Shoyel, in a din Chayiv B'Gneva Vaveda, Shemer Sachar, which is kill, lenient, is liable for Gneva Vaveda, certainly a Shoyel who is Chamer, more stringent, is liable for Gneva Vaveda. And since we say, Dai Lov Min Adin Li is Kenidun, Shoyel, the derivative of the Kal V'Chaymer, cannot be more Chamer than Shemer Sachar, the source of the Kal V'Chaymer. Therefore, Magneva Vaveda de Shemer Sachar B'Bailam Potter, Afgneva Vaveda de Shoyel Nami B'Bailam Potter. Just as a Shemer Sachar is not liable for Gneva Vaveda if it was B'Bailam, so too a Shoyel is not liable for Gneva Vaveda if it was B'Bailam. However, according to Manda Leslie Dayoi, we derive it as follows. The above mentioned Vav Meisavel Inyan Rishon works both ways, in that V'Yilmad Elyon Mitachter Mitachter Me'Elyon. The halachas of both apply to each other. Therefore, we first apply V'Yilmad Elyon Mitachter. The halachas of the earlier mentioned Shemer Sachar are derived from the later mentioned Shoyel as follows. Ma'alaham b'Bailam Potter, Avkam b'Bailam Potter, just as Shoyel b'Shvur Mesa b'Bailam Potter, for which he would otherwise be Chayev, so too Shemer Sachar b'Gneva Aveda b'Bailam Potter, for which he would otherwise be Chayev. We then turn around and apply V'Yilmad Tachta Me'elyon. The halachas of the later mentioned Shoyel are derived from the earlier mentioned Shemer Sachar as follows. Just as Shemer Sachar b'Gneva Aveda b'Bailam Potter, so too Shoyel b'Gneva Aveda b'Bailam Potter, for which he would otherwise be Chayev. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes Rav Acha v'Avina regarding pshia b'Bailam, whether a shemer who is negligent is liable if the owner was working for him at the time of the loan. Chad amar pshia b'Bailam Chayev, v'chad amar pshia b'Bailam Potter. Chad amar pshia b'Bailam Chayev, k'sav mikra nidish lefanav v'loy lifnei fanav. The Shemer is liable because he holds that through Vav Maisif, a Pasuk can be applied to only the last preceding Parsha, but not to an earlier Parsha. Therefore, regarding Shemer Chinam, Pshiyah B'Bailam Chayev, because in Ba'olav Imoy, a Shemer Chinam like Siv, the Ptur B'Bailam of Shoyel cannot be applied to the Chiyah Pshiyah of Shemer Chinam, which is two Parashas before Shoyel, and there is no Vav Maisif in Shemer Sachar to link it to Shemer Chinam. And also regarding Shemer Sachar B'Shoyel, Pshiyah B'Bailam Chayev, because the source for their Chiyah Pshiyah is derived only through a Kal V'Chaymer of Shemer Chinam, and Kiksiv Im Bal of Ima Lo Yishalam, Ahana Chiyuvi Dechsiv B'Hu Behed Yehud Demichtav. The Ptur B'Bailam applies only to those matters that are explicitly mentioned in the Parsha of Shemer Sachar B'Shoyel, but not to Pshiyah that is not mentioned in those Parshas. The Shemer is not liable because he holds that a pasuk can be applied even to an earlier parsha. Therefore, im ba'olav imoy, asher mechinim namiksiv. The Petur b'bailim of Shail is applied to the Chib Shia of Asher mechinim as well. The Gemara proceeds with two halachas of Rav Amnuna. Amar Rav Amnuna, la'olam hu chayiv ad shtei parah b'chayrish ba, chamor macham achara. Hashemer is part of a bailam only if the owner is working with the actual bekadin animal. But if the bailam is doing other work for the shemer is liable. The Gemara, however, refutes Rav Amnuna from the following braisa, which explicitly states, she'ela b'shal ba'leho ima, afa b'sha bailam oisim b'malocha b'mokam achar, u'meisa pater. If someone borrowed a person's animal and he then asked the owner to work for him, even if the owner was working someplace else and the animal died, the shail is not liable. Rav Nuna's second halacha, at shiu bailam shal she'ela at shashvur u'meisa, a shemer is pater b'bailam only if the owner is working for the shemer continuously from the time of the loan until the time of injury or death, because ba'alav imoy akula milsa mashma. The pasuk refers to the entire duration of the loan. However, if the owner worked only b'shash she'ela but not b'shash shvur u'meisa, the shemer is liable. The Gemara, however, rejects this halacha from two braises that discuss the two psukim of ba'alav ein imoy sh'am yishalam, and then in ba'alav imoy lo yishalam. The Braisa asks that each pasuk already implies that which the other pasuk teaches, making the other pasuk superfluous. Why did the Torah write both pasukim? Therefore, the Braisa explains that the pasuk must come to teach that there are two categories of ba'alav imoy. The first pasuk of Chayiv refers to hayi imoy b'shash shvura u'meisa, tzorach li'yisimoy b'shash she'ela. If at the time of the loan the owner was not working for the shayel, even though later at the time of the loss he was working for him, this is considered ba'alav ein imoy, shalom yishalom, and he is liable. While the second pasuk of Potter refers to hayi imoy b'shash she'ela, ein tzorach li'yisimoy b'shash shvura u'meisa. If at the time of the loan the owner was working for the shayel, even though later at the time of the loss he was not working for him, this is considered in ba'alav imoy lo yishalom, and he's not liable. And as the Gemara explains, the Petur b'bailam depends only on Shas She'ela, but not on Shas Shvur u'Meisa. Either because She'ela Adifa, Shekin Chayiv b'Mzei Neseha, the time of the loan is more significant because it is at that point that the She'el becomes obligated to feed the animal and becomes responsible for the animal, or because the Pasuk states, V'chiyishal ish mi'im ri'ehu. If he borrowed an item from his friend, which implies V'loi ri'ehu imoy, but he did not also borrow the owner, only then shalom yishalom hare'eyu imay pater. If at that time b'shash she'el he also borrowed the owner, the shayel is not liable.